You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Alrighty, so...
Let me know what you were after. Sam obviously mentioned it to me, but I wasn't entirely sure what the format was you were doing.
Yes, so I do have several questions regarding Pike River, 14 sure. years on and far too many of us. What is the core message that workers want the Ministry of Health and Safety to acknowledge from the events of Pike River?
Pike River taught us a lot of things, and first and foremost is that workers need to have a really strong voice in health and safety, and that everyone is involved in health and safety. And so the legacy of Pike River was that we all have to be involved, and workers and people at the front line, first and foremost, have to be able to speak up about what's important to them as workers.
According to Stats NZ, last year, quarter of a million people were injured at work, with 43,200 serious injuries or death. That is 120 serious injuries every day. How are these numbers impacting New Zealanders within the workforce since Pike River?
I know, the numbers are quite shocking. Over one person a week is killed in New Zealand, and every week all of these people being seriously injured and killed. So since Pike River, that number is slowly coming down as a result of the Health and Safety at Work Act that was passed in 2015 as a result of the Commission of Inquiry into Pike River. Now, that number is getting lower each year, but it's not getting lower fast enough. So there's hundreds of millions of dollars of year each year spent in ACC payments and support for all of those workers who are injured, not to mention just the human suffering and tragedy of people being killed and people losing their livelihoods and losing their careers because of what's happened to them. So there's a huge strain on the economy, there's a huge strain on businesses, and there's a real heavy toll on workers. So we just need to do far more than we're doing at the moment to try and get that injury rate down, and certainly get that death toll down to the lowest possible number, if not zero.
What could be done to further decrease having 120 serious injuries a day within the workforce that the Ministry of Health and Safety should consider when addressing these realities while working?
Sure. We don't have a Ministry of Health and Safety. We have a Ministry of Workplace Relations. At the moment, the government is doing a first principles review of that act. And our message and the message of employers and all the various interest groups are that there's nothing wrong with the Act itself. In fact, it needs to be strengthened. And we actually just need to follow through on what the Act enables us to do. And we need to put in place all of the regulatory functions that go along with it and strengthen WorkSafe as an investigative body that can go in and really enforce health and safety legislation. There's still far too many workers who just don't have a say at work in their own health and safety. It's okay if you're in a unionised environment, your union will, and you as union members will be able to speak up collectively, but often workers are not empowered at work and so feel afraid to speak up. And the first answer to health and safety is for everyone involved in the work itself to have really decent conversations about what the risks are and what they can do to stop them.
Beautiful. The next question is, as health and safety is not a barrier to business and economic progress, what measures should workers take to reinforce safe workspaces, to balance safety standards and effective work schedules?
Yeah, good question. I think at the heart of health and safety, it's about the quality of the conversations and the information that you have about health and safety. So if you don't know how to speak up about health and safety, or if your manager doesn't know what to do about health and safety, there's a real fundamental problem in your workplace. So we have to live by the standards and the principles that were set down in the Health and Safety at Work Act, and that means speaking up, and that means talking openly about what has to happen. And first and foremost, every single worker should have the right to elect a health and safety rep to represent them and not have that imposed on them by their employer. And that's some of the legislation, or some parts of the legislation, that the governments are attempting to try and weaken and diminish because they're trying to set up this idea that health and safety is antagonistic to business productivity, and the opposite of true. Look at what happened at Pike River. They literally blew up their business and they killed 29 people and their business ceased to exist. If they paid attention to health and safety, they might still have a viable mine and there might still be a viable business down there on the West Coast.
As mentioned in the media release, the Health and Safety Act is a good piece of legislation. It works because it requires everyone at work play a role in health and safety, and it ensures workers have a voice in how health and safety is practiced. My question is, where could the Health and Safety at Work Act be improved upon so that guidelines, training, regulations reflect workers being vital in workspaces and to not repeat the tragedy that happened at Pike River?
I think at the moment it's been the Health and Safety at Work Act has been weakened by trying to allow small businesses and enterprises to exempt themselves from the requirements to have a worker's voice or to have workers' reps inside their business. So that needs to change. And actually, what the minister has been hearing at the public consultation meetings, and I know this because I was at one of those meetings, is that the Act is fit for purpose, but all of the regulatory environments and guidelines that are needed to bring that to life in each particular industry, that they're not as clear as they should be, they're not as up-to-date as they should be, and that there is a lack of regulatory authority that is given to WorkSafe and to the various industrial regulators to really go in and sort out health and safety. So you've got to give a bit of teeth to the regulators, right, so they can go in and sort things out, because it's all very well to have a worker's voice and to have people speaking up, but if you can't appeal to your union or you're not unionised, then where do you go to get that extra help on health and safety? And, you know, you need to be able to go to WorkSafe, you need to be able to go to the CAA, you need to be able to go to whatever regulatory agency operates in the business that you work in or the enterprise you work in. So it's all around the Health and Safety at Work Act as well. It's not just the Act itself, it's the regulatory environment around.
Working workers go to voice out their concerns and grievances should a worksite be unsafe and see that their comments are getting the attention to make a change.
The first thing any worker should do is join a union. That's always our advice. There is strength in numbers. Now, if there's not a union at your workplace and you don't have that opportunity, and you don't, you know, sometimes you don't want to wait around to join a union in order to fix something that's happening right now, you've got to be, you're stronger when you're together. So try and talk to those other people that are affected. If not, speak up. You know, you're going to regret it if you don't speak up and you don't say something. It's not always an immediate risk. It could be something that long-term is affecting people's health. It could be bullying and harassment. It could be a physical danger. But you've got to have that conversation. So it's a hard thing to do if you're working for someone who doesn't want to listen about health and safety. But the Health and Safety at Work Act is quite easy to understand, and it puts an obligation onto employers and managers. They have to do their part as well. So sometimes the first way to have that conversation is to just start talking about what are the roles that each of us has here for health and safety. And then once you're clear on people's attitudes, then you can get into the actual topic of health and safety that you want to address immediately.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.